This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained amid the nationwide protests shaking the country. The decision Sunday, for the first time, acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree is part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. A U.S. military fighter jet shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the eastern coast of the U.S. state of South Carolina Saturday, a week after it first entered U.S. airspace. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
An obvious overreaction. That's what the Chinese Defense Ministry called the U.S. shooting down of an unmanned Chinese airship in the United States. China reserves the right to use the necessary means to deal with similar situations, said Ministry spokesman Tang Kefei in a statement on Sunday. President Joe Biden told reporters he had issued an order on Wednesday to take down the balloon, but the Pentagon had recommended waiting until it could be done over open water to safeguard civilians from debris crashing to Earth.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham.
Credo che è per l'India il prossimo anno, credo.
Pope Francis said Sunday he's planning to visit India next year and is studying a possible trip that would be a first. During his flight back to Rome after South Sudan, the Pope confirmed that he would be in Lisbon, Portugal for World Youth Day the first week of August. He said he would participate in a September meeting of Mediterranean bishops in Marseille, France. The Pope added there was the possibility that he would fly from Marseille to Mongolia, which would be a first for a Pope. He wound up a peace mission to South Sudan Sunday, urging the people to make themselves immune to the venom of hatred. This is VOA News. Officials say five people have been injured in Russian rocket attacks in the central area of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Kharkiv's regional governor said Sunday four people were injured when a Russian missile fell near an apartment block, and another was hurt when a missile hit a higher education building. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continued in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine, one of four regions that Russia illegally annexed, even though its forces do not fully control the region. A former Israeli leader involved in earlier talks aimed at preventing Russia's war with Ukraine says he secured a promise that the Ukrainian president would not be killed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on that.
In an interview, former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says Russian President Vladimir Putin promised him he would not take out his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. Bennett says he then notified the Ukrainian president, who later went on national TV and said he wasn't afraid. Bennett, who served for just 6 months, became an unlikely intermediary in the first weeks of the war. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union is launching its ban on imports of Russian diesel fuel. Starting Sunday, the 27-country EU is taking the step to further slash its energy dependency on Moscow. Thousands of people gathered in Copenhagen on Sunday to protest a bill put forward by the government to scrap a public holiday to help finance increased defense spending. The demonstration was organized by the country's biggest labor unions, which oppose abolishing the Great Prayer Day, a Christian holiday that falls on the fourth Friday after Easter and dates back to 1686.
The government wants to take a holiday away from us, which we've had for over 300 years. And in Denmark, when we're working in that, we get a little extra paid when we have holidays and that. For me, I've got about 17 years more at work. So that would be a lot of years that I have to, a lot of weeks I have to work extra.
Unions organizing the protest estimated at least 50,000 people took part. Gale force winds and snowstorms caused traffic disruptions in Slovakia on Sunday, with rail routes and the main east-west highway being closed due to heavy snowfall. Officials and local media said the local train got stuck in the snow, where you hear now folks trying to dig it out. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.